Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today from AT&T Park in San Francisco, we'll talk with Giants left-hander Jeremy Affeldt. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. As I was thumbing through Golf Digest, I found that TPC Harding Park is recognized as one of the best places to play in America. And that didn't surprise me too much because I love the majestic layout and beautiful amenities. My San Francisco resident card gives me a great rate at TPC Harding Park, and I get to play where PGA Tour icons Jack Nicklaus, Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods have played. Now, if I can only score like them, okay, I'll stop dreaming and get to our guest. Jeremy, you guys have been in this situation before since you've been in San Francisco where you have to make things happen. There's not that many games. And, you know, it's a difficult task when you're looking at the Dodgers playing so well. So how are you guys going about your business, you know, trying to make it work here down the stretch?
Oh, we can just win games. We can't really make the Dodgers lose. So, you know, I don't think we're really trying to make anything happen. I think we're just going out there and, I mean, our offense is doing a great job of putting up a lot of runs, you know. So I think they've been hitting the ball really well, playing good defense. We've been making pitches when we have to, and I think that we're just enjoying winning right now. But what we do in the race, I don't think is in our control outside the fact that we just have to win our game.
Last few days, the starting pitchers, there's been some really good stories. I mean, first of all, Madison Bumgarner, he had that perfect game going, and it gets broken up there in the eighth inning. And you know, this is a guy who looks like he has that kind of stuff almost every time he goes out there where he might be able to throw a perfect game or a no-hitter. So, you know, what do you think watching him every time, and when he doesn't even have his best stuff, the way he battles?
Well, he's just an ace, you know. I think, he's gone out there and he just continues to get guys out with his stuff, and he brings some consistency to our rotation, and that's what aces do. So I think for him to go out and mature the way he's matured over the last few years and really step up to a pretty big task, I think has been awesome to see. And I think he just goes out there without any fear. He just challenges hitters, and he goes out there and makes them beat him with his best stuff. He's going to get beat, but if not, he's going to beat them. And I think it's been fun watching him, especially this year.
We'll have more with Jeremy Affeldt of the Giants right after this. Giants fans are settling for nothing but the best these days, so if you're in the market for buying or selling real estate in San Francisco, you'll want the A-1 real estate agent. Well, at McGuire Real Estate, the top producer is Robert Merriman, and I encourage you to give him a call at 415-351-4698 or check him out at robertmerriman.com. Robert Merriman is opening doors for buyers and sellers in the city, and his excellent service is never discounted. Whether you're a buyer or seller in San Francisco, you need a creative negotiator on your team. Robert Merriman at McGuire Real Estate is the man for the job. Contact Robert at 415-351-4698. That's 415-351-4698. Or robertmerriman.com. Tim Hudson has 221 wins in his career, and he pitched pretty well in the game yesterday. So tell us a little bit about what you think about his career. He's about to finish up, yet he's still so competitive out there the way he's going right now.
Yeah, I think everybody's just honored to play with him. We know all the things that he's been able to accomplish and what he's been able to do, and as long as he's been able to play and to be able to go out there and compete the way he does is just an example he sets for everybody. And so I think that he's been a great teammate. You know, for us, I think he's made a huge impact in the clubhouse and in the dugout and on the field when he's playing. And I'm really, really happy that he got to come play for the Giants and that we got to be his teammate.
It seems like a lot of guys have learned from him, too. You look at the way Chris Heston throws with the sinker. You know, he seems to talk to him a lot. They're over in the same corner of the locker room. Madison Bumgarner seems to have leaned on him a lot for the mental part of the game as well. How meaningful is that?
I think, yeah, that's what he brings to the table. I think he's just had so much experience, and he's won. He's a winner, and he understands how to win. And so I think just what he brings to the table is really, really good. And it's definitely, I think, helped a lot of the starting pitchers especially. I think he's been a good reflection on them on how to compete and how to compete for a long time. And when he leaves this game, I'm sure everybody's going to remember the example that he set because of it.
Today's interview is being sponsored by Toscalito Tire and Automotive. You have to admit, collecting World Series titles is a new trend for the Giants, but at Toscalito Tire and Automotive, they've been winning since 1971 with quality tires and reliable auto and light truck repair at six Bay Area locations near you. Toscalito Tire and Automotive will take care of you like family. After all, this is a family business started by two nice Italian boys, Ken Toscanini and Vince Ippolito, who combined their skills, knowledge, passion for cars, and their names to create Toscalito Tire and Automotive, with four Marin locations plus the Marina in San Francisco and Vallejo. Toscalito, more than just a tire store. How are you looking at this season overall as you get into the last few weeks? You've been on the DL a few times. I mean, you've kind of had to battle this year. So what are you looking at as the positives, negatives, you know, that you're trying to build on as far as the positives here going down the stretch?
You know, you just let the game come to you. You know, I think, you know, for whatever reason, my shoulder just wasn't working earlier this year. And then, you know, I kind of got it going pretty good there in the second half, was throwing the ball real well and just had another one of my weird injuries, you know. So, but you know what, this last month here, I think I'm just trying to support however I can. We have some young bullpen guys here, and they're back into bullpen type pitchers, and they've done a phenomenal job. So I'm trying to encourage where I can. I'm trying to keep it loose down there a little bit. And, you know, I'm just helping out. If they want advice, I give it to them. If they don't, I don't give it to them. So, but they're doing a really good job, and I feel like the future is bright for the Giants when it comes especially to the bullpen, because we have some good arms.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking before I let you go. I mean, when you look at the way Osich and Strickland throw the ball, and Contos seems to have learned a lot along the way. I mean, do you see that growth? How much does that give you satisfaction as one of the veteran guys working with these guys to see the growth that they've had?
Well, it's good to see. It's been fun to watch. And, you know, yeah, they've come a long way. And I think some of the guys, you know, that have just come up, they just come up and done the job. And I think it's a lot, obviously, a credit to some of our development in the minor leagues, too. But, yeah, it's just been really, really good to see that and to see how they've, you know, flourished and they've thrown really, really well out of the back end. I'm very, very, you know, it's fun to watch. I'm impressed. I definitely also think they got big careers ahead of them. And if they stay healthy, they got long careers ahead of them.
All right, Jeremy Head, thanks a lot. Good luck the rest of the way here.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
That's Giants left-hander Jeremy Affeldt. Join us again tomorrow, Wednesday. We'll have Kelby Tomlinson, the Giants' second baseman, as our guest. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.